not exactly a confession of faith. It's something I mentioned at brothers' meeting, that a new format, about six times a year, one of us will give a report on a foreign country, including statistics and prayer topics. And then during the prayer time, later in the service, one of us will pray for this country. And I get my information from this book, Operation World. If you don't know about it, you should if you're a Christian. It's about 1,000 pages. Well, this edition is about 1,000 pages long, small print, and gives prayer topics for every country in the world. Since last Sunday was the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and due to current events, I decided to report on Iran. Iran has about 75 million people, and its land area is almost three times as big as Texas. Over 98% of the people are Muslim, most of which are Shiite Muslims. Apart from the Orthodox and Catholic groups, Christians only make up 1/5 of 1% of the country. Even so, in the past 30 years, the converts from Islam have increased from about 500 people to over 100,000. This is in part due to a disillusionment with Islam that many young people have. The Islamic Revolution around 1980 made promises that strict adherence to Islam would produce peace and prosperity. But there's been much bloodshed, injustice, and poverty. Many Muslims have turned to an immoral lifestyle involving drugs or prostitution. Another reason that many come to Christ is the signs, wonders, dreams, and visions that have been leading people to the truth. To fight back against the Christians, the government persecutes anyone that converts from Islam to Christianity. Half of the country is ethnically Persian, that's the race of their people, and the government considers all Persian people to be Muslims. This means that any Persian Christian is an apostate. The comparison would be if the U.S. government considered all Caucasian people to be Christian. So if a white Muslim was found in America, he would be considered a heretic and liable to arrest. Thus, the Iranian government does not allow any evangelism in the Persian language. This type of persecution has driven the church into the underground, with most meeting in house churches, similar to what is happening in China. These are things to pray for in Iran. Pray for the growing church to be courageous and evangelistic. Pray that the failure of Islam would be obvious, especially to the young people that are frustrated with it. Pray for trained leaders for the house churches. Training normally happens in other countries or through internet correspondence courses. Pray for Bible printing and distribution. Iran could easily use 10 million Bibles right now. And pray for technology evangelism that is happening through radio, television, and the internet. And a personal reflection I have on this, that I pray for many countries and for Christians in Iran to be brave enough to share their faith, but I'm not sure that I would be brave enough to do so in the same situation. And then we'll pray later for Iran during the prayer time.